Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, November 28th. Would you please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it was posted within the meeting room, I would advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here.
Member Susan Court and Justin Engel.
Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. The podium will be open. We ask that you state your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
All right, Rich Campbell, just one thing I want to bring up. I'm sure there's an ordinance in the township where you're not allowed to park on sidewalks, if I'm correct. I think we want to keep our communities looking nice. But on Hockersville Road, at the intersection of Chocolate and Reese Avenue, there at the corner, there's a stop sign within 10 feet where this guy keeps parking this big van. And it's right at the intersection. The sign says, do not block intersection. But if you're coming off of Reese Avenue, we're going across, I think they call it Half Street, and you're sitting there, you've got to pull all the way out into the travel lane to look around this van to make a right-hand turn on Hockersville Road. Also, now when he parks his van there, that it becomes very narrow, so when two cars are trying to pass, if you're going east or north or south on Hockersville Road, it's very tight. And of course, we're always blocking the intersection here. And just the other night, there was an accident on Hockersville Road, where a car, because of the narrow opening, slammed into a parked car. So if somebody could check on that and see if there is such an ordinance and enforce it, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Hill.
My name is Dr. Robert Wild. I live in Stone Creek Development on 1183 Drive. And it doesn't bring me great joy to bring this topic up, but it's about eroding a public trust in the board and about a personal attack by a board member against me. Sorry, that's on
Chuck. It's loading.
Oh. Can you put it the first half, please? From the beginning. Sorry, dear. From the beginning. So I was presented to this board 3 weeks ago, in which I presented a view of the carousel project. There were 22 slides. The first one was an overview. The second one was an increase in traffic of 36%, which Chuck Emmerich reviewed and said was correct. The third was a fifth of the satellite picture of the bridge, which is correct. The sixth, same with the bridge, the major bottleneck, which is correct. The seventh is the order of the bridge repairs, in which our bridges last per PennDOT. The effect on the overtaxed electric grid, which is a fact. Others will file for variances, which is a fact. The picture was a satellite view of the 66H, which is simply a fact. Slide 12 was an issue of the water supply, which is stress, which is a fact. 13th is a satellite view, which is a fact. The 14th was impervious coverage increase, which is a fact. And thunder replaced trees with coverage, it's impervious coverage. The fifth one was the Derry Township Planning Commission vote, which was a fact. It was 2-1. I simply presented that. 16th was the increased use of community services. Anytime we plow a street in a new community, that's used to community services. That's a fact. The Keystone Conservation Trust President John Rogers says studies about the Trust for Public Lands show that for every dollar municipality takes in from residential development and taxes, it pays that $1.16 to provide services for that same community. So we're losing money on that. 17 was new member was voted in. That's a fact. 18th, we'll come into that one. 19th, we sent these some quotes directly from the Sun, 20 direct quotes from the Sun, 21, my view, which is a personal view on why carousel should be blocked. Now we've got to the voting options. In the voting options, I included these three words in a PowerPoint presentation of 600 plus words. Commissioner Foley abstains. Three words, there is no comment about my view of John Foley, simply that he abstains from the vote. That's less than 5%, 0.5%. Unless you suspect that I've been animus towards John. John was at my wedding, he's at my house. We coached middle school lacrosse together for 3 years. I coached his son, our sons are friends. I invited him to join me at the Big 32 games 4 months ago. So no personal animus whatsoever against John Foley. I wrote him a letter the next day. John, thank you for letting me go with my PowerPoint presentation last night. I spoke quickly, so I was limiting my time as I'm doing this evening. The next paragraph simply said that I have no sympathy for Mr. Garver because when he bought the land, he bought his agriculture, and that's his tough luck if it doesn't get rezoned. Then I said, reason for the saying, if it's 4-0 or 3-1 either way, it doesn't matter whether you vote. It's only a matter that it votes is if it's 2-2, that's 1/5, 20% of the votes that matters.
Dr. Rob, we're going to thank you.
Would anybody else like to hear the rest of this? Is anybody in it supervised like to hear anything?
I'd like to hear the rest of it.
As we have typical policy within the...
Can I see the 3 minutes to me, John? Can I give you the 3 minutes? Would you like to speak? Would you give me 3 minutes? Can you come up and give me 3 minutes? Can you come up and take one?
This isn't Parliament where we hand off other time to another presenter. This is a matter to have a public presentation quickly within 3 minutes. There's another 3 minutes at the tail end of the meeting. I have a pretty good idea of where you're trying to go. I know the animosity toward me, and that's fine.
And there's no animosity towards you, John. But John, again, when I offered to remove it, this is what you wrote to me, John. Your OCD is kicking in. I don't want to hear from you. Do not contact me again. Is that the behavior of a supervisor, John, towards a citizen who expresses his view, which is my God-given right as a citizen of this township, John? The town hall is the very essence of a democracy, and shall never be a bridge if Republicans prevail. That's by Thomas Jefferson. John, the definition of cyberbullying. You're a cyberbully. You're cyberbullying me. And in fact, you include the words laughable, you said I'm hypocritical twice, you said I'm arrogant, you said I should stick to the facts, call me a liar, you said it was pathetic, you said it was not credible, there was a poor showing either way, I erroneously spoke, my credibility was severely damaged, and at best a poor presentation. I asked Joe McFarland, the superintendent of schools, what he thinks. He said that if he ever saw a school teacher writing a review about one of his students, he would launch an investigation and discipline action or something that he brought about.
So we'll have a candid discussion, Rob.
Okay.
I think when you want to attack my family and the fact that my son had a drug addiction,
no, John,
and challenge my parenting skills, you and me can step outside and figure it out.
John, that's not the case.
Okay.
John, that's not the case. That was in response to John. That was in response to your comments.
Your presentation is concluded.
I'll be back to the next meeting. I'll continue. No,
that's fine. You'll have 3 minutes. For the record, folks, we're wide open to hearing comments about substantive facts. When it's an issue about me personally or my children, in particular.
John, I never mentioned your children. I never mentioned your children.
We're talking, and you no longer have the floor. Have a seat if you'd like to stay. Thank you. But if you're going to assail my former marriage, my children, my parenting skills, and my judgment, you can be daggone right that I'm going to challenge you. And your arrogance is beyond reproach.
You wrote the letter about Sandy Ballard, and you did it as a coward 3 days before the election, John. You were the coward who calumnized her 3 days before the election after it went to publication, John. Who did that? Was that you or was that me? Was that you or was that me? Was that you or was that me? Who did? Who wrote the Sandy Ballard letter, John? Was you or was it me? Who was it, John? You coward.
Have a good day.
You're a coward, John.
Have a good day.
You're a coward.
Chief, remove the individual, please.
I would recommend that this be turned over to somebody to investigate the allegations. Yes, John, you have a right to, you know, speak, but at the same time, so does he. The things he brought up here tonight, I think, need to be looked into. There could be some truth to it, or it could be all, like you say, lies. But give him the opportunity to speak, and I think it should be held by selecting a group to listen to it and go from there. I would recommend it. You select a community members, a couple members from your board, and maybe the John Yost. Let's get to the bottom of it.
That's fine. Is there anyone else? Hearing no further public comment, next on our agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes for November 9th, 2017. Is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Moyer.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. I'm sorry, those minutes are unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is new business, A1 through 4, adoption of Resolution 1528, approving an intermunicipal transfer of a restaurant liquor license. Mr. Nagel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public hearing was held this evening on a transfer of restaurant liquor license number R-19013 from 37 South Market Street, Bishopville, Pennsylvania, to Trojan Brewing Company for a fine dining restaurant located at 200 East First Port Drive, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Resolution before you for action.
This is a matter which we had under a public hearing before this meeting. Are there any questions from the board members? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So.
Moved by Mr. Moyer.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is B1 through 10, consideration of waiver for filing a land development plan as requested by the Hershey Trust Company, trustee for Milton Hershey School, regarding Founders Hall renovations. Mr. Emmer.
I don't know how to get the PowerPoint. Hang on. That's okay, we're going to roll with that. So the Milton Hershey School is proposing renovations at Founders Hall. These renovations would normally require a land development plan as they total 14,831 square foot of floor area. However, this floor area is in some cases already there, and in other cases it's just meant to serve support storage space and lobby area for the existing operations. So there's no new traffic to the site, no new activity areas. As a matter of fact, their entire renovation will reduce the seats in the, their entire renovation will reduce the seats in the auditorium by about 125. So actually there'll be a net reduction in traffic to the site, I think it could be easily said. This project will also, add 3,249 square foot of new impervious area. Under the terms of our stormwater ordinance, a land development plan is not required to provide stormwater controls, and in fact, they will be presenting a stormwater plan outside of the land development plan arena to address that issue. So in light of what they're proposing to do here, it's really renovations to the building. I'm supporting the waiver from processing a full land development plan. The Planning Commission at their meeting on November 8th recommended that the waiver be granted. Dauphin County doesn't generally bring in on land development waivers.
Very good. Are there questions from the board members? We do have representatives from the school and their council.
Nope.
This is it, I don't think. Are there any questions? Is there a motion?
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Next is C1 through 3.
Consideration of release of the remaining balance of the performance security for the preliminary final subdivision plan for CAMA SDIRA, LLC, plat number 1248. Mr. Emmerich, is this housekeeping?
It is.
Okay. For the record, I had a business relationship with this property owner previously and I had abstained. However, it's the release, it's been third party checked. Council has advised me that I don't have any conflicts or issues related to that. So with that, I will entertain a motion.
So are you going to vote? Are you going to be able to vote?
I'm able to vote.
Okay.
So I'm asking, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is D1, authorization to utilize Hershey Special Fire Police and Lebanon Auxiliary Patrol and on special occasions
other special fire police from surrounding municipal fire companies for traffic control and direction during various months of 2018. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a yearly housekeeping that we do. We need other personnel besides our police personnel to help out with traffic from time to time, particularly things like AACA, some larger parades and so forth, and this is an authorization that's required to utilize those personnel to supplement the police department.
Very good. Are there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is correspondence board and committee information. To my left, Mr. Moyer. Mr. Weir. And I have nothing. Next will be department reports. Chief.
One very quick thing. This month was negotiated November and Nittany Nails November for police department personnel. The team out of Lower Paxton, we were able to raise a little over $3,500 that's going to the Joe Allegrini Children's Hero Fund.
Fantastic, Chief. Thank you. Mr. Sassman, Fire Company.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Two quick things. We had our Thanksgiving dinner at the firehouse. We served over approximately 150 meals that day throughout the day. And thank you to all our partners. We had 17 businesses contribute to our success. And Derry Township School District also assisted with us. So thank you to all them. In addition to that, Santa will be visiting. We got the official word. So we will be escorting him throughout the township beginning the 9th of December through the week of the 14th. So we encourage everyone to follow us live on Twitter as we will let you all know where Santa's location is. That's all I have this evening.
Thank you. Mr. Piccolo.
I have nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Ms.
O'Grady.
Nothing on board.
And I can't say Cheryl.
Kind to yourself. There's some great things going on in the library with the cooler program,
yes,
the hot spots for the internet. A lot of excitement going on.
Thank
there.
You.
So
yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I hate to belabor the point, but can you describe some of those, like the hot spots and the...
Sorry, Jim. You told me. Yes, I can.
You have something going on and I'm trying to...
No, it's fine.
Negative over there.
Yes, we're starting. We just bought hotspots, mobile hotspots that we can loan out to people like Book, so you get to check out the internet at home and use the internet wherever you need. As we like to say, you could use it in the middle of a cornfield if you wanted to. So that's coming soon. We also just purchased virtual reality headsets, so if you want to stop by tomorrow from 12 to 2, we're testing it out. You can get eaten by a shark. It's tons of fun. And the other, we're putting together a simulation of working on the Starship Enterprise for Star Trek. So if anyone wants to come by, we're going to view the movie on our new AV system and then demo the program. That's December 10th. So a lot of fun stuff is going on. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. Anything from the administration?
No.
Okay. Parks and Rec.
Nothing to add this evening.
Okay. Mr. Bonanno.
No report tonight.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Emmerich.
Nothing this evening.
Ms. Umbrella.
Just that the holiday celebration and tree lighting is happening this Friday downtown from 6 to 8, and Supervisor Court will be emceeing the event for us. Santa will be there.
Santa will be there.
Yes.
Very good. Mrs. Henry.
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Nagle.
Just a reminder, our next township meeting is next Tuesday, December 5th. Okay. Do this again.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to do some scheduling adjusting.
Yeah, fall.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't. You're killing me, man. Our next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $326,509.88 and payroll $348,562.70. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Moyer.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that approval is unanimous. Next is our final visitor and public comment. Same rules apply. Podium is open, 3 minutes or less. State your name and address, please. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, second by Mr. Moyer. We're adjourned. Have a good evening, folks. Thank you.